what are agencies, as you look around at your colleagues that are doing mobile at the various agencies, what are you seeing that's really cool that agencies are doing well to meet missions?
Well, one of the things that they're doing very cool is taking a really strong look at mobile. And some of the initial applications and mobile sites that we saw were kind of dabbling at the edges or looking for cool applications to try it out. But now what we're seeing right now is more and more agencies are trying to see, you know, looking at the growth of mobile, you know, 96% of the people between the ages of 18 and 24 own a mobile device and use a mobile device. So how do we actually start thinking about delivering services to those people where they are? And that strategic view of mobile is really what I think is the coolest thing that we're seeing. And that's where agencies are really showing growth.
Are we still maybe spending a little too much time, though, on apps and the coolness factor rather than considering, I mean, you and I have talked before about the whole mobile experience. It's not just apps, that kind of thing. Are maybe some folks still a little too focused on that, possibly?
Well, I think the one thing about apps is it's something that we know. It's very tangible. And so when you think about doing an app, and you think about what you have on your phone, people are using apps right now. But I wouldn't say that people are spending too much time on one or the other. One of the things I'm seeing as far as, you know, I'll even go out on a limb and even say that it's a trend, is that agencies are really taking a look at how to take the content they have that are on their websites and making it more mobile and make it more friendly for a mobile audience. And so that's what I'm seeing more of, because agencies have those assets already. They were doing those levels of communication and service provision. How do you actually make that more available to people? I'm seeing that more of a direction. And I'm looking at even moving away a little bit from apps.
Is there a temptation to lean in one direction, to lean toward one flavor of mobile, maybe one OS or one platform, when we have the proliferation of operating systems and devices and so on that we have now?
That's a great question, Francis. I think that's one of the toughest things that agencies are looking at. But it's not specific to government. We're seeing all across industry that there's a big challenge on what is the best way to deliver. Do you deliver on a mobile enabled website? Do you deliver specific to a mobile app that's delivered via a website? Or do you deliver on an app that's a native app? And then the question has to do with the different different flavors, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, though, is always to take a look at your audience and see where they are. Because depending upon who you're trying to reach, you're going to see demographic differences in what's the best way to reach them. So it's strategy, strategy, strategy. Start with your audience. Try to identify what you're trying to help them accomplish and make sure it's tied to your mission.
Now, see, that's interesting that you say that, because I had not thought of that before, because I have platform. My mobile device is on one platform. My son, who's 11, has a mobile device, same platform, but we do consume and look at things differently, even on the same kind of device. So that's an aspect of strategy I hadn't thought of before.
It's critical, and I think that you're going to see some differences too. Actually, if you look at the work that's been done for Gobierno USA, Spanish language sibling of USA.gov,
mm-hmm.
what the research had found that the Hispanic population was more apt to be using mobile devices in general, and so that drove the strategy to take Gobierno and move it towards mobile devices. And then the decision was to make it into a web-enabled site rather than a specific app. And again, it's because that was going to meet the needs of that audience.
Is it getting easier or harder to demonstrate a return on investment on mobile investments?
We're at the beginning of that. I think that we're seeing, and again, I always sound like a one-trick pony, because I'm always going back to the importance of the strategy and the
uh-huh.
mission space on this. But you're not going to find an ROI if you don't have a good business case, you don't have that what you're trying to measure on it. But the one thing I want to caution about ROI is, you know, we have great examples. For example, TSA, mytsa.gov and IRS2Go, both examples of agencies that are using mobile app to try to help people get information and off traffic from the call centers, because it's cheaper to have it the information on the mobile device than it is to have an agent call.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one aspect of it. What we miss when we have a lot of these ROI discussions is how will mobile transform the delivery of services and information for government? What are some things that we're able to do now that we weren't able to do before? Quick example on that is using the native parts of the device, Bureau of Printing and Engraving for their iNote application. You could take a picture of a bill, of a piece of currency, and it'll tell you what denomination it is. And that's, again, using the camera on the phone in order to integrate with the device and answer a question that you can't answer in another type of way.
Is that a maybe the hardest part of the strategy is just being able to think broadly enough to be able to think of things that you possibly can do before? I mean, you obviously can't figure out how to do something until you even conceptualize the idea in the first place.
You know, this is a great time for innovation in government, and there are terrific innovators in government. And if you go to the apps gallery at apps.usa.gov, you can see a lot of examples of different mobile websites and mobile apps that people are envisioning. There's a great app, National Science Foundation, Science 360, which is goes on an iPad and a tablet. And you could actually flip through different information about science, and there's videos there and there's pictures there. And it's actually Apple had featured that in their iTunes store because it was such a terrific app. But it's being able to convey that information in a way that and so that people could interact it in a way that we couldn't have even imagined before. It's really exciting.
The good news is, Gwen, every time you come on the show, I learn something. The bad news is I lose an hour of my life downloading these things and playing with them after I talk to you because you make them sound so cool. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. I always love talking to you, and I hope that we'll be talking again soon.